Hey, another Saturday, another coffee. I'm back here with your girl, Shell.
Hey.
And we did promise yous a couple of weeks ago that we'll bring back Bola and Janice. And guess what? We've only going to make it happen. Come on. Yeah.
Hey.
So, girls, welcome back again. You got your coffees ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not topping anybody else. I'm not topping up anybody else here because I'm tired. Yeah, it's only in the morning, but I'm tired. Quick go around, because we like to do this on the show, on the podcast. We like mental health.
Yep.
So we like to check in. Guys, I'm going to start with Bola. How's you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And thanks again, ladies, for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Still single?
Still single.
It's coming.
Tap in.
I'm still single, you out there.
I'll go straight to Janice. Janice, how are you doing?
I'm good, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, still again. Brunching?
Still brunching. You know the vibe.
Jen, when am I coming on this brunch?
You know what? Let's figure it out. But yeah. I've got you. I've got a long list and there's still places that I'm yet to explore. So I've got you.
Listen, when you've got money in this life,
I know,
yeah,
right?
in this life, have money.
It's not even have money. It's one of those situations. It's like, isn't brunch just? I know it's just one of those situations. Where can you go out from 10 to 2:30? Finish at 5:30.
Do you know what?
And still enjoy your day. And yet, your head is still spinning, but you're still sorting out the kids.
You're still buzzing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, people don't understand the beauty of brunching.
Yeah.
So they don't get into it. They're like, oh, and I'm like, no, it's nice because you get to go home.
Yeah.
If you get to go home on time.
This is it.
Yeah, like, the age you're at, you shouldn't be looking for the clubs.
I can still come home and iron. Maybe struggle a bit.
I love Bola's disclaimer.
I'm still in the streets.
Like, look, yeah, like, sometimes I get off the streets, yeah, but I'm in there though. If you saw me out last night, don't judge me.
The streets is calling.
Shell, how are you feeling?
Been another long drive, but I'm almost sure it's going to be worth it. So yeah, I'm
you know what, the vibes were so good last time with the girls, so we just thought we'll bring them back up again. I'm Chris Brambreezy, you know how it goes. Another Saturday, I'm sure there's a motive tonight that I'll be on. Hopefully you girls can join me.
After I put the kids to bed.
The only person that can join me in this room is actually Bola, because she's got no baggage.
Stop calling my children baggage. This girl is trying to push me.
Her baggage is grown. It looks after itself, yeah. But no, guys, welcome once again. You know what, yeah? I like having conversations with these ladies because we keep it real and we have a lot of jokes going on, yeah? And I think when we spoke last time and we stayed back, we just had to bring up this topic and bring it back. I'm going to let Michelle, because this is Michelle's thing.
You know, I love a good friendship.
You know, Michelle loves a good friendship.
And I'm still a lot to learn. My friendship with Sheila has taught me that I lack boundaries. Or I don't want to say common sense because I don't want to...
You said
affirmations. I know, right? But if the shoe fits. But it's like, I don't know. I've always kept like such a minimal circle of friends and have been the same friends for however many years. Mm. And like I said, I'm the lazy friend. So I don't really give a lot to my friendships. Only as and when they need me. I'm not consistent, but they love me and they know what it is. Mm. But as we got talking when you were here a couple of weeks ago, Bola was telling us about a situation, which I'm not sure we're probably going to go into, but it's about boundaries.
No, expectations, I think.
Or expectations.
And friendships.
Expectations of friendships.
Yeah.
Like, what are our expectations?
I think for me, it depends on the kind of friend. I think if you're very close...
Bola, before you go there, can we all confirm that we have friends here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Shout out to my friends.
Yeah.
Some people have too many friends.
Too many of them.
Shilla.
Yeah. Look, I'm called to minister. Yeah. But can we all confirm that we have somebody that we relate to as a best friend?
Yes.
So there's expectations of that best friend?
Yes.
Okay, calm.
No, Bola's not saying
I'm
yes.
I'm not close friend. I'm not okay. Best.
You don't have a best friend? Do you have a sister? Oh.
I have sisters, obviously.
Okay, I asked that because I think...
sister girl.
No, but you... I meant blood sister. Blood sister.
Well, I said sister girl.
The shade, man.
Sister girl, shout out to you.
Sister girl.
What I was getting to is...
listeners, yeah, if you saw Mullah's face during that sister girl, yeah, I thought like one of your housewives there.
One of the meme memes.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, definitely.
What I meant is that some, I found that some people who have sisters or females that have sisters,
oh,
actually they don't have best friends because their sister is
their best friend.
Is their best friend.
Yeah.
So I know that me and Nicole, my best friend, she's Nicole's practically an only child, and I'm the first of five, but I've got all younger brothers. So, you know, Nicole is the closest, like, the closest I've got to a sister. So that's why I asked. So because you were saying no.
We're going
to
say, we've all got close friends.
Yes.
That we can actually say that, you know what, there's a certain level of expectation mm-hmm. from you, yeah?
Yeah.
We share life to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
So, obviously, there's expectations in that relationship. Just like every relationship has an expectation, right? Whatever level it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, voila, the mic is yours.
Yeah, for example, touching on what Sheena said, for example, you're close to somebody. Let me give you an example. We're all close to Sheena, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Sheena kind of dropped news on us, I don't know, in a dilemma, in a situation that she wants us to advise her on, we give her that advice, don't follow it through, still it's continue to talk, but it hasn't been spoken about again. In that respect of a friendship, you don't touch on it, maybe it's a bit sensitive, mm. you give it time. All of a sudden, boom, the situation that you advised on pops up.
When we say pop, yeah. we mean physically pop.
Yeah.
Physically pops. And you're like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you pull up on it? Do you just keep it moving and leave it? And then?
Pulling up at her mum's house because obviously it's gone.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, you're saying that. Yeah, one day I did a joke, and Jenna said to me, "If this thing, whatever you're talking about, is real, I'm coming to your mum's house now." Yeah, and I was like, "All right, this is the kind of friend that I can't lie to." Or,
oh, do you remember when you told us that
I was that I was getting married? You can tell the story.
Silly girl, yeah, we're in a group, yeah, and she just posts a picture of a ring. Yeah, and I'm like,
and it was my hand as well. Oh my god, it was me and Roni. Shout out to Ronestar. Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, that's it, Jesus, that's answer prayers.
You was excited.
I got so excited. I think I nearly cried.
Her expectations is different because I would have been like,
girl,
babe,
what happened before I even got to this point?
Who is he?
I just said Jesus is
here.
Who
is just he that you speak of that has been able to do this? So I'm going to that. I'm going to.
Random.
I was so excited.
Yeah,
so I'm that foolish friend.
I didn't say it. Yeah.
I was so pissed off.
But and then another Bridget in the group, she was like, really, like, she cried. She was like, oh my God, like, where was this coming from? And she actually cried. And I was like, I'm off my kits. I'm gone. Yeah. All that stuff. But it wasn't real, obviously, guys, because you know it's still a prayer point.
Single and searching.
Yeah. I don't know about the searching, yeah.
Single and waiting.
Yeah, available,
waiting.
Yeah, but you know, prayer points, isn't it? But it's just kind of like, okay, so you guys are saying the expectation would be for certain things to be shared.
Yeah.
So would you be offended if that information wasn't shared with you?
100%.
Definitely.
Like what you said, isn't it? It depends on how close you're a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, I speak to Michelle. We're not close, but we know each other connected through you.
Yeah.
I'll be happy for her, but that's not my expectation.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, for her to stay all your missing. You ain't even got her number.
I know, right?
But Michelle's been trying to chat with Bola for a minute.
I am, officially. I didn't get invited to Bola's birthday dinner.
Sorry,
yeah,
Dan.
Putting it out there. She's telling me
Michelle's
story.
Michelle's got to lie with someone else, though.
Yeah, you're going to get ditched.
Yeah, so I feel like there's an expectation there. Like, for example, like I said before, you know, let's say she'd have got, I don't know, married, for instance, and didn't tell me. I'll feel offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
What, like, eloped?
No, yeah.
Just, I would feel offended.
There's no way you could elope. There's no way on this.
Elope, stay on ground.
Stay on ground, anything, I think, yeah.
If she got married and didn't tell me, I would feel offended.
Yeah. I totally agree.
And I wouldn't even pull her up on it. That's the way I
do. The offense would be so far.
I wouldn't pull her up. I'm bending to a friend. I will cuss her clart out.
But you wouldn't cuss her.
I won't cuss her.
Why?
Because
you kept
one,
your secret for a reason.
And two,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
I'm just going to your mum's because we need to sit down.
If she kept it from you, do you not feel like it should remain a secret?
No. So this is the problem that I've had that me and Sheila have talked about. We've had friendship groups where someone's done something very similar, and they let someone in the group know, and I wasn't told.
Yeah.
And then I got told, and I went straight to the person. I was like, why are you being dumb? Like, yeah. Why the hell did you tell me?
Yeah. No, but...
And no, but I think I'm very impulsive, yeah? Yeah. And this is what I've learned through Shilla. Seriously, I've learned... This is what I struggle with friendships, because I think there's too many rules that I unfortunately don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they overly complicate situations that don't need to be complicated.
Exactly.
If we are in a friendship group, we're all in a group, and technically we're all on the same level, why are you telling X and not telling me?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah? And if there is a reason, fair enough, there's a reason, but tell me that reason. Mm-hmm. I don't play them dumb
but
games.
Me,
tell
the
me the reason.
For itself, I have to throw the question. If I got married and you didn't know about it, would you be offended?
I'll be offended. Because
but you wouldn't ask her?
Yeah, I would ask her.
She might ask me because that's what, how she
that's
is.
That's she is, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be like,
me,
what are
I'm
you?
I'm not asking you.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I think I'm just like Bola.
Maybe
I think I'm Bola.
I wouldn't ask you like, oh, why don't you tell me? I'll shade you.
Yeah.
I will shade you. I'll be like,
and
hey,
don't let me be the one. Don't let me be the one when you're doing the... welcome party to be on the mic, because you and your husband,
you didn't yeah. tell me about
will
it.
Be getting shamed because
husband,
I'll
you know?
Be
the poor husband
no,
ever done
because
anything.
I'll be like congratulations Paul, is that your name? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's the truth.
And when I'm doing problem and then your mum's saying, what didn't you auntie auntie you didn't include me.
I'm cussing. I'm be like, listen, why the hell didn't you tell me?
See, that's again, it goes back to expectations and how you would react, because whereas me and our friendship, as much as she knows I will be over the moon, because even when she calls sometimes I'm like, oh, what's the news, do I need to get my hat, my gele, what? Yeah. Even though we're not even on that, you know, but
we're back to all you for love. Yeah. I want to know what love is.
The appetite is vanilla, okay?
Yeah, baby.
So,
wait, this side of town is vanilla. I'm going for a swirl, Charles.
No, but so it goes back to expectations, right? But I think I would react, and Shil's knowing my character, I think I would react, and my reaction would be silent, because it's it was a secret for a reason. You didn't want me to know. So what reaction do you want from
what
me?
What do you want me to do now?
Yeah.
I feel like these are all proper talented Nollywood actresses at that point. Yeah?
I know, right?
It's like, what is your own? Yeah? Do you want to pray? God is blessing you. Yeah. It would be one of those things, but I would feel their hurt. Because if we've been walking through life together,
yes.
Do you see what I'm trying to say? Yeah. And remember, it's certain things where I think Bella touched the point before where she said, you come to me or I come to you for counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've been going through this thing together. Imagine
not.
I talk to you, da 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 da. Like, you all know the situation, like between me and somebody where we stopped talking for a long time. Mm-hmm. The moment me and that person started talking again, I was like able to say to the girls, like, you know what, yeah, we're in conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that it's not like, because you all saw what happened.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, you know what, cool. Everyone's there, everyone knows what's going on. So if anything ever happens in the future, you're not all like,
it's almost like we've been blindsided.
Yeah, you've been blindsided, like, because we're meant to be here open.
Yeah.
If you can tell, if you basically what Bella's saying, if you can come and tell me all this bull crap, how about this good news?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So why are you hiding it from me?
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm with Bella. Yeah. Keep it.
That's what I'm saying. My reaction would be
you.
Silent.
Can't.
So
yeah.
Because again, my expectation.
You're not somebody now. You wanna now confide me? I'm married. And I'm going through this.
No, babe.
Well, you did what you did.
Same
you
energy.
Send me a memo. Yeah.
Same energy.
Yeah.
Find that friend.
That's it.
Find that friend.
Go and find them.
I think
my expectation wise, and then it goes back to when we're saying this, I think for me and my friendship is transparency, because especially the walk of life that we've all been through at this big age of
whatever it is. What I'm saying, 25
of this age, it's transparency, because such news,
exactly.
But you know, I think it goes back to what we sort of said on the time when you guys were last year about the friendships and maybe the dynamics of your friendships and the like what makes them up. So in terms of, you said transparency, but you've said it, we've had conversations before this podcast and after the last one, and it's about, you're an open book. That's what you keep on saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an open book. The majority of my friends are open books.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, if for some dumb, what I would call dumb reason, that you don't want to be an open book, all of a sudden,
I'm
questioning
moving.
That. Yeah. Yeah, keep it moving.
The door is closed.
But
I'm a private person. I'm open to that person. yes. So one sided.
Yeah.
But I'm not so much in there with my business on the table.
Yeah.
But towards you, it's like me and Sheila could be like, you know. Do you
understand? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she's familiar.
And I wouldn't then ask
right,
you because I know.
That because
yeah,
you know
yeah, yeah.
That's just our relationship.
Yeah. And you've obviously said you know for a reason.
Right. Mm. Do you know what I'm trying to say to you? But then it could be an expectation. Maybe the way I placed you as a friend isn't necessarily the way you placed
yes.
me.
Yes. Yeah. Blurred lines.
This is it. And maybe where you've always done that, I perceive that as us being close and me
yeah.
being that person.
Mm. Sermon again.
Didn't have the same to me.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's when you bring it to the question of, wow, now I know.
You've been there,
me,
yeah.
Showed me this is how I know.
So yeah. Are you actually saying that, you know, sometimes you have to have clarity on what kind of friendships you're in?
But then how would you know that really? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think you need to have a verbal conversation, okay, like this is our contract.
Yeah.
However.
If someone had a friendship contract, Cynthia Bailey.
Cynthia Bailey.
Yeah. And Nini.
Yeah, she had, yeah, oh, Nini had a yeah. friendship contract. Yeah.
And they were like big, big 40 at that time.
What, and they signed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it
but
got
is that the way
ripped
to, go?
To pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a way to go? No way.
Why?
If I ever have to get into a friendship contract, yeah. What is this?
I don't know. That way everybody knows the expectations.
No, I don't agree with it yet.
And there's claws and everything.
Hey, why are you so against it? Why are you so against it?
Here's what I say to you, Michelle, yeah. Let me talk, Bola. Sorry, babes, yeah. What I'm going to say is, yeah, how I treat you, yeah, the goodness that I do for you, mm-hmm. please, it might not be your love language or whatever, your friendship language,
yeah.
but see that and mirror that, yeah. If I take time out to spend with you, there are certain things that Bola does for me, yeah. And because I always think about what Bola does, when she asks me for a certain thing, I'm not trying to say no.
Yeah.
You're not because of whatever, but because she's a person that comes through for certain things.
Mm.
So how am I going to turn around and be like,
not today.
Expectations is just like, come on.
Mm.
You get to a certain age where it's like...
So why can't you have that written down, sorry?
No, because you go for a certain age where like you just take people how they are.
Yes.
If I'm being devil's advocate, I don't have one.
Mm. I'm not going to expect something from you that you can't deliver.
Yes.
My expectations are too high.
Yeah.
What you can give me, Sheila might not be able to give me. But
yes.
What she can give me, you might not be able to give me.
Yeah.
That's how friendship is.
Yeah, that's how relationships are.
So, but you can't have that written down. A bit like how you have...
Because how are we even compiling that we're going to sit? Because in that notion of us creating that friendship contract,
yeah.
there could be madness then is brought up. Because there's something that you might lack, Shell, that you're asking for.
Yeah.
But in all this year, you've never...
So what's the difference between a friendship contract and your wedding vows?
I'm not sleeping with you.
That's a man, though. That's a husband. That's all you're creating.
But it's a similar.
No,
come on.
It's not.
I don't, what is the wedding vows again? To give and to share.
Move sickness and health till death do us part.
You can cut off from a friend at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not that you can't with a husband, but there's a lot more energy.
Energy.
That
yeah.
Would. Your friends could give up for you, but your man's still by your side.
But well, true friendship.
In some relationship.
He could be on your side on somebody else's side.
Because that vow that you decided to come.
Okay,
you know,
but wouldn't friendship contracts?
We're too old for that, babe.
We can't
I honestly do. Maybe when we were 15 and you know there's people that have them packs like, you know, well, it's going to be at my wedding and she's going to be at my bridesmaid and all that. Yeah.
Friendship bracelets. What do you call them?
Some of them shag bands. You little friendship bracelets.
Rubber things. And, yeah.
What I call them friendship bracelets.
Oh, Michelle, get out of here.
So I just don't know whether it's realistic for me to sit there and contract. But again, in the relationships that I have at the moment, it's so weird because I remember there's one day I called Shores and I'm like, Shores, I'm having a bit of an anxious moment and everyone is busy, but I know that I saw you on Snapchat and you're, do you know what I mean? And it's, but I knew she was there to listen. And some, do you know in those friendships, there's sometimes I just need you to listen. My expectations is just listen. Sometimes, Shell, it's not even about give me your advice, especially when it's my mental and I'm just like, I'm having one of those moments where I'm struggling. I feel like I'm getting myself into an anxiety attack and I don't want that because then that sets the tone and everything is finished.
Yeah.
And it was just literally her to listen.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, she's listening and she's like, take it easy. And that was it, bye.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But there's certain people in terms of these expectations, I know if I was to call, it would be like, oh my God, Jen, I'm having one of those days as well. Now I'm carrying your problem
my own.
On top of my own. And it's like, oh, What did I do? I knew the tone of this relationship, but why did I do? Because clearly you was the only person that was able to pick up. Do you know what I mean?
So don't that rowdy friend that wants to take over everything. It's not even about you anymore. It's about them.
By the way, when I went through this, you went through that, I went through double.
Do you know what? That is one of those pet peeves that I hate in relationships.
It happens a lot.
That I'm calling you to say something, or can we talk about something? And then it's like, oh my God, me too. It's me. And then it's just like, this conversation.
That's my whole family.
No, but this conversation is now turned to you. And then at the end, you're like, you're right, babe. I think so.
That's my family's anthem. You can't be sick and somebody doesn't say to you, it happened to me too, that same thing. You can't, seriously, yeah, you can't be sick.
Like, I had a cold. I had two colds.
Like, if you call my mum, say, if you call my mum, you say, oh, I'm feeling stressed. Even me, I'm heavily stressed. But God is a healer. And I'm like, no, I don't want to hear it, mum, I'm out. But it that's happened. But I think where Bella is going, yeah, is when we're here together. Like, imagine when you got pregnant with Olivia.
Yeah.
And then we went on this holiday together and all these things. And then I come back and then I'm just hearing about it through social media on what's it called? What do you not call it? Baby shower.
Mm.
Like, what, Michelle's pregnant? And it's just like, rah. I'll be offended because we're friends. Walking.
I'm open book anyway. No, me.
Okay. Give you a scenario, yeah?
I'll be offended.
Sheila gets pregnant.
Man.
Yeah? Well, hopefully by marriage. But Sheila gets pregnant.
Disclaimer.
I'm saying hopefully, I'm not knocking it.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
Yeah.
She gets pregnant. She doesn't say a word.
She can't not do
but
that.
But you talk.
She couldn't not.
Hold on.
But what's
your
expectation?
We're just giving a scenario for you.
Yeah, your expectation is.
I'll beat her.
My
and
child.
You're talking, everything's still cool, you check in, not a word.
We're recording.
Make sense. You go out, you meet up, you eat out, you're like, bro, tips.
She put on weight.
Okay.
Is that Belle?
Yeah.
It is.
What would you do?
Do you know what?
She's flabbergasted.
Lost for words. It's never happened before.
Just because the fact that we go out and Shills and I are the two people that go out and we will look at the wine list. Obviously, I can't ask her, should we go, do you want this? I will just drink that bottle by myself. And after I finish that bottle, I'll be like, so, are you ready to go home? Because,
what? Another high five.
No, but in reality though, what do you want me to say? Now, someone, I can't even, because I don't have those friends where I could even say, oh, X, Y, and like maybe people that you know we used to be cool, not used to be cool, but the friendship isn't.
They're not flying together.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. Yes, yeah. We're not. It's not where it is. So me now seeing your announcement on
social media,
Instagram, to me, I'm just going to like and say congratulations.
Like and move
but
on.
Big news like this, and I'm seeing your belly.
Yeah, nah, I couldn't do
and
it.
You know she was missing her for.
Yeah.
No, mental.
How did so you're now doing mental calculation?
Guys, listeners, I haven't been single for time, but I'm single again. Yeah, but just
and you don't need to be asking you questions.
Yeah. Nah, with my friends, when I found out I was pregnant, there was a few that I told straight away. Obviously, Shills, Nicole, you know. But then the others, my friends, I called or I sent a message. I didn't really put nothing on the social until when the baby was here, but all my friends, so like my work colleagues or previous work colleagues, they would know via the socials. They're not people that I would, but they're not my friends. You know, that thing that we saw the other day about we as adults, we need to normalize.
Work
not everybody is your friend.
Acquaintance, old school friends.
It's okay. Yeah, normalize.
If you did it when you were younger, that would have been fine because you're young, innit? But as you get older, you journey.
I think for me, it's the part of like, what's our relationship like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how do we relate to each other? Because I think sometimes you might have friends that have had, you've had a long time with them, but the way you relate to each other is very different. Mm-hmm. So there are friends in my life that, they're my friends, but you might get the third version of what I'm going through. And that's your level because you know what, you may not be at Steph's place in life. Yeah? You're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be on this level here. You're not the people that I'm planning.
What do we call them? We call them tier one, tier two, tier three.
Basically. In reality, you do that. Have that, right? In reality, if we're going to be blunt and honest, we do have that. You have people at tier one where I can say that they've seen me give birth. They've been there. They've seen everything. So what is there to hide? But there's people that, let's say, I'm like you said about the pregnancy thing with Chase.
Yeah.
There were certain people, tier one, that instantly, because I was like, this happened very quickly.
Yeah.
But then there's other people, it was like, oh, you're tier two, you can wait till
12 weeks.
Yeah.
And then there's literally other people, they wait saw it at the baby shower.
That's fine. And then people are calling me saying, I didn't know Jennifer was pregnant.
Well, you, like, now you know.
Now you know, yeah? Like,
well, that's fine, though. But I'm not going to start that initiation with you and not complete the journey.
Yeah,
agreed. Yeah.
If it's a secret, let it be your secret. Then we're all in shock together. Yes. Because no one knew about it. But don't be telling people in patches and blah, blah, blah.
And I'm meant to
and
be
then
your
we're
friend.
Sitting there and I'm like, oh, Paula, don't you know? Oh, I knew it. Huh, aren't you in August?
No, it's true. It's true.
Do you know?
Yeah, it's true. I think for me, it's like if you put me at a level of a friendship, carry me to that level of friendship, don't try and now be brand new on me.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be brand new on me. Trust me.
Yes.
Yeah. I can buy new things.
So, but wait, we can be brand new if you're upgrading. But what you're talking about is you can't be brand new.
One, two, or three, let me know.
This is why I said we need a contract. In the contract, it would put where you are. In the contract,
guys, I know I'm on tier one.
But the issue with Shilla, like, everybody's on tier one.
No, I don't think everybody is on tier one. You, do you know when with Shills? Sorry, if you're gonna find out now, but with Shills, do you want to know if you want to know your tier?
Hey.
Wait for her birthday. And you will know your tier. Sorry.
Oh, that is hard.
Cut that off, what?
Please. No, you can leave it there. You can leave it there.
If you're not there, some people be hurt, so cut it off.
If it stings, it stings. But I'll see you on the birthday.
If you're not there, we're having a private
thing. FYI, I was not at her birthday because I was pregnant. Yeah. Before people started assuming.
But you was there. We did a dinner.
You did.
No, this year. Oh, yeah, we did a dinner, but I didn't come to the party.
You still came to
you
the
can.
Party.
Okay.
Remember, everybody had a bubble.
Tear.
Yeah, I know, but I want to make sure people know, innit?
A bubble, everybody.
I made several bubbles. But.
That's what I'm trying to say. See what I mean? Jen is making all the bubbles.
We're bubbling. Yeah, we're bubbling like that.
Too many bubbles.
Yeah. But it's in terms of the expectations as well, it's like, in terms of the tiers, who would be your final six?
My birthday this year. I honestly run like my friendship groups like Jesus, the disciples. Yeah, you got the three, you got the rest, and you got, you know what I mean?
It's true.
Like, I might just do that, set up a table and put the people on the left. You know what I mean? The ones on the right, you know
you're right. You know you're right.
Well, I'll be on the right, babe. I'll be on the right.
I'm on the right hand side, while I'm at.
I foresee you doing something.
Now do what you came to do. You know what I mean?
Shake the table.
What is this?
Shake the table if you want.
Yeah.
But you know what? Okay. So coming back to the point, so you're upset about, because you've leveled somebody on, and you're thinking to yourself, like, okay, this is the person that I've felt you're my friend. I felt we're here together, and you've done me dirty. Does it do something to your mental health?
Not me personally, but it can. I would see if it did to someone else, it could do.
It made you angry.
I think it wouldn't affect my mental health.
I think it would be for me, because as the hard exterior that it is that present myself, and I think it's just the way some people, we carry ourselves, right? There's different.
Yeah.
But the representative in me, my soft interior would be disappointed. And in terms of, I think I'll start questioning myself, like, well,
I was going to give you an example.
I saw myself here, but you've placed me here. Like, oh, what did I do wrong? So, you know, in those situations,
self-doubt,
because I've had friends that they've announced something, and again, that example of, I knew in August and I knew in December, and you're like, but why wasn't I? Because you would have been my August person.
You would have been in my top two.
I would have told instantly. Yeah. So, and then it's self-doubt because you're like, I thought we were at this level. So we're at my place, really. And then that kind of makes you reevaluate, you reserve, you readjust, you kind of reserve back, isn't it?
Yeah,
you take a step back. So
sometimes
the way you then, yes.
There's a lot of us.
Yes, that's it.
Reserved, resentment, readjustment. Rethinking, reevaluating.
Because then now I'm reevaluating, you're completely oblivious to that as well, because you're like,
what's
I've always set this tone. Why is it a blurred line to you?
A bit like Beyonce's song. What's up?
Always fine.
Big up to the queen.
It's not like I'm sleeping with her. That part, even if I was a boy, you people don't know.
I know, Michelle
doesn't know.
I don't care.
She doesn't have TV.
No one ever rehearsed that little bit in the scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what's up? Why are you so hurt? But I think people, for me, have to realize, if you place me, I always say this. I think you've heard me say this. Yeah, I will come to a person in terms of relationship where you place me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you think I'm a good friend, and that's what you expect, I will come to you in that light. Yeah. When you just want to use me, throw me as trash, I won't even come. I'll be like, you know what? Yeah. Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody's on the highway. Wherever your highway is going, you keep going, yeah? Because I've seen where you place me. And I'm not going to trouble myself to now try and fit into that box.
Mm-mm.
It's like, I'm not doing that anymore.
It's not by force.
But then, what are your, in terms of friendship, what are your main expectations?
Honesty, transparency.
Yeah, for me, just keep it real and be honest. Don't get me wrong, yeah? Like, majority of us here in this room, yeah, I'm going to say, we are Christians.
Yeah.
There's some things that you can't bring to the table. It's been advised.
Mm-hmm.
You're praying about it. It's still quite sensitive. Let's wait. Let's get results. And then we'll release the information.
Well, yeah, because sometimes
that,
it'll be there.
You can respect that.
Yeah.
But when you know that's not even a situation,
yeah,
what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should have said to me, do you know what? I would have told you, but this.
Mm.
It's not for me to now, but that will come as her apology to me.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
not coming as in, why have you done this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
When that is explained, I'll be like, okay, cool, I respect that.
Yeah.
Who knows? You could have been trying for how long and it hasn't been successful.
Yeah.
So the advice might be, keep it silent for now, get past this term, and then
agree.
Yeah.
So I respect that. You understand what I'm saying?
I think it's about being mindful.
Yes.
Right. Just being mindful. You know your friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that actually she was like, if there was something that you've not told me, I know there's a damn good reason.
A damn good reason.
Yes, I'm saying yes.
Yeah, I know. Right? I'm looking at her like, listen, this is your warning, bruv. This is your warning, yeah. But I don't know, all these expectations.
But I think it's just, it's
how
sometimes
you build your relationship.
It's sometimes when we're viewing this thing as well, right, it becomes overcomplicated for no reason.
Yeah.
When in reality,
the
type of friend that you are, and because some, like we're saying, these relationships are not built today.
Yeah.
So whereas I've just met Bola, it's going to be different. I'm not going to be like, oh, but I didn't make the bubble.
Yeah.
No, because it's different.
Yeah.
But there's certain friendships.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, back to the mental health thing, it would affect me because I'd be like, oh, but why?
Yeah.
I've shared everything with
you. Yeah.
Like
I'm
there's certain friends, and sometimes I even hold back because I'm like, it's embarrassing. I'm repeating myself again, but it's because I'm free to be as transparent and vulnerable
as I am.
But then there's certain people, is because the tone of the friendship, it's almost like you're just fun.
So
we're here for laughs and the serious stuff.
You do have friends like that. Though,
you do have friends
that you just party with.
Yeah.
Expectation of that friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to expect something from you that you can't give me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we're close, like, look at your for instance, yeah? There's going to be things that I tell her that are deep. And there's still some things that I will tell her, but might not be as deep then. But it's still going to come out with time.
Yes.
Because they're friends. Mm-hmm. But the real core of it, you would know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might not even know in great detail.
Yeah.
But you know what? I know what's hovering around.
You know the surface.
Yeah, I know. But when to not know? Because I think what blew my brethren, say that urbaners, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mate.
What blew, my mate, my friend, not colleague.
Acquaintance.
You know, it was just like, we are friends.
Yes.
Yeah. The relationship is, because when I speak, it's like if somebody says to Sheila, how's Sheila? you're not going to say, oh, I don't know.
Mm.
Because you would have spoken to me during the week. Yeah. Or when I'm coming to your birthday, there were certain people that I'm expecting to see at that birthday dinner. It's like, if I don't see them,
then
you're
happening?
I'm like, yeah. What's your friend? This one that you've been carrying.
It's true.
You're not even going up and down on this branch or in this marking or in this Peckham, yeah?
So Why are you pointing me at Peckham?
I'm just saying,
ain't nothing wrong with Peckham. Nothing about
Peckham. I was there. I like
Peckham. I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying it, yeah? But it's just like, and then you've got no answers, yeah? Because you know what? What are you going to say? Well, I thought we were friends, but clearly we wasn't.
Do you remember that situation with me? And like, she didn't even make the hen do. And we had a friend that we'd been friends for years. And then she stopped talking to me because she fell out with
someone else.
Another friend.
Do you know what? That's one thing I dislike. Because me and Shules, again, we had a friend that we were all close, grew up together, literally from primary school. Friendship, for some reason, that dissolved, whatever, it's gone. But I could never sit there and be like, oh my God, she was just not talking to her, or the age. Yeah. I mean,
but like what you said about how it proper, at first I was just like, this girl's dumb.
Yeah.
That was my first, I was just like, this girl's dumb. But after a while, I was like, right, this girl's really locked me off. Like, she's really just locked me off for
and
this.
And people don't know how to deal with that. Yes. And that's their level of it.
Yes.
That means your expectation of that friendship is different to the way they see it.
Yes.
They don't know how to be friends with you after that.
Yeah. No explanation, nothing.
But that really affected
me.
That got me questioning me about how I behaved to her, the persona that I'd given off, had I offended her. It got me questioning
who I was and what vibe I was giving off.
You know, so in terms of the way that it can affect your mental health.
Well, if you're getting married and somebody's behaving that way, it's because of nothing that you're getting married. Just put it in the African way.
Evil lie.
Yeah. You put it in African way, it is just that. But I think for me, expectations and friendship, I would say for myself, how I treat you is try and treat me that way. Yeah. If you see there's a good parts of me that I treat you with, try and treat me. If you treat me a certain way, that stuff's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm out, I'm gone. And I don't need you to be saying to me, don't tell me a story after.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Continue with your energy.
Yeah.
Let's all continue because
same,
you know,
energy.
Because I was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I might, well, Bella wouldn't tell you because Bella says she's not going to bring up the situation.
I wouldn't utter a word. No.
So
if you bring it to me, that's the moment we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm bringing it to you, what am I saying?
If you came to me and said, you know what, yeah, I know you're feeling some type of way, this is the reason why.
Then we can discuss.
Then that discussion's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just trying to come at me because you've got a lot to lay out, I'm not being that.
I'm not that friend anymore.
It's not me.
You're not even coming with like some sort of apology or
remorse.
Not that you owe me anything. Yeah. But
you do.
But you do because it's your friendship.
Because you're friends.
But just to be like,
friendships, I take my friendship seriously.
I take my friendships very
seriously because I've seen my friends like my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm even closer to a lot of my friends than I am to my family members. And I'll be honest straight up.
Same here.
Because it's like, they see me through some certain things. Yeah.
Same here.
Where a couple of cousins wouldn't even know if I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I'm calling my friends, I'm calling my family. Yeah. Even if it goes left, I'll thank God that we had that relationship.
Yeah.
But, so if I'm talking to you, and you've done a certain thing to me, I'm going to be offended. And I'm the person that I am, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say to you, you know what, you've done this and I'm not happy about it. Or you're going to notice that I'm moving different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to move different and then I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I'm not short of friends.
That friend, the way I even found out that she wanted to erase me from her life, she blocked me on Facebook.
That's what I'm saying.
I called her.
Oh, I've been there as well. I've been blocked on everything. And I was like, oh, okay.
Listen, I called her. She didn't answer. I then used my work phone and called her because she didn't have that mobile number. And I was like, listen, what the hell's going on?
She said she blocked you. I had to chase her down.
Wow. And then she opened it.
You even chased.
I have to know why.
No.
I want to know why. Nah. I like explicit.
So after that, what did you do?
Yeah, once she told me, I was like, okay, cool. It's good.
You're the kind of person you can't let things
go.
Yeah.
That's it. I just need to know why.
You don't read in between the lines.
I don't read in between the lines. I don't do ghosting. Nah.
I read the room and I read the lines.
I'm going to a friend and the friend will let me know. Is it just for me?
Nah. I'm that girl. Nah. I'll be like, shit, hold on. Yeah, like, so, am I missing out on that? Yeah.
I can't. I'm so...
I know it's not just me.
I just feel...
My language is hilarious every week.
And then the door is closed.
Absolutely.
I'm so simple-minded. Like, I just feel that I can... I will assume the worst.
Yeah, but it's not a bad thing, but it's just that, that's, again, it's the different types of people that you are within these relationships. Yeah, because me, I've read between the lines, I've read the room loud and clear, I've seen it in black and white.
I can't do
it. So if it was to happen between you and me, you'll pull me up though.
You're different because I'm rolling to your mum's house. Oh, I'm not staying.
Exactly. So there's
I'm not even dealing with you. There's
but
some.
This girl was on that level though. This...
Mumsy.
I would.
No, but again, I think for me, that goes and that goes to different friendships and the level. Because there's certain friends like, I don't know, like there's Alice, there's Rama, there's people that. I ride.
We're doing life.
There's people that, like, let's say, for example, me and Bola are friends, and Bola's had beef with someone, and Bola has now fixed that beef. Me, I'm still carrying it on my back.
Yeah.
Because I remember that you tried to violate. So, Bola can have a cup of tea with you, but me, I'm not there.
That's different. Sinister's like that.
And even my mum says it, it's a bad trait, because there's been, my mum will have a beef with what auntie, and then they'll say, oh, no, Janice doesn't greet me. Do you remember the way you disrespected my mum? Because now my mum's the Christian. Like my mum says, my mum will say, forgive. I'm like, mum, I can also forgive, but I'm willing to forget.
That's the anti-title
that I had for you and I put straight, no.
It's gone. Yeah.
I'm greeting
just walking by.
First name.
Deuces.
Oh, yeah. Hi, you're all right.
All right, me.
Yeah. As a girl, you're good. Even if you got a good, but I ride. Yeah. So, and that's majority of mine. So that's why I can't even... Yeah. I don't really have much in terms of the tiers where like people are in tier 3, tier 4 because I don't have that. So when I ride hard,
I'm with you.
The expectation.
My best friend said I do
really,
all or nothing.
That's it. So my expectations are always high. And then you can't be surprised my expectations are high because this tone's been like this forever.
Do you know, I feel that we need to do a part two.
Yeah,
because I want to ask a question about difficulties and falling outs in friendships.
Oh, that's
because,
a part.
Because what you say is you ride. Like me, the friendships, Sheila, I don't think there's anything you could do to me. Mm. And even if you want to sleep with my husband, which I know you would never do, but I don't, honestly. But it's the truth though. I don't think there's anything you could do to me that's going to make me stop speaking to you.
Oh, so sweet.
No, but that's the way I see the majority of my friends. Yes. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying in terms of,
That's me. You're the kind of friend though, you trust your friends.
Yes.
With everything.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. That's
if you're there, you're there.
Me, I don't trust my friends 100%. And that's
no,
that's
but that's real talk.
That's why you're an independent friend.
No, but that's real talk.
Yeah,
but not everybody have that,
In journey of life, I had a lot of friends experience.
Yes.
And because of that, it's affected the trust.
Yes.
Okay. So I can't ride with you 100%. If you show me 100, I will give you what
100,
I can.
Definitely.
For that, but I wouldn't say I trust you 100%.
And then again, this is dynamics, isn't it? In friendship.
Is it about trust? And we have to round up. Because it's like people make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not saying that we might not argue,
but
I'm just saying, or clash.
Yeah.
You understand? Because the way Sheila talks to people sometimes is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hell to the heaven to the
I've never experienced it because I'll knock her head, but yeah.
Yeah, but you can speak like
come
trash.
For me.
But I'm just saying. That there's nothing that I don't see what you could do in this world that I will open my mouth and say, this never in my life.
You know why though? Yeah, I think I'm gonna say this to you. Yeah, it's because you know my heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's trust.
And I wouldn't go out of my way to disrespect you. If I disrespected you, it wouldn't be on purpose.
And there's boundaries.
Yeah. And if you pulled me, I'll be repentant.
Receptive. Yeah.
I'll be able to say, look, I'm really sorry about that. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Because I appreciate the friendship that we have. Now, the expectation of our friendship creates that.
Mm.
Yeah. If you now approach me and my attitude is stink, you're going to be walking.
Yeah.
I'll be pissed, but I don't know.
You'll talk to me, but it won't be on levels.
But again, it's experience, isn't it? Like Bola said, she's experienced different things. Throughout the years, you've experienced
different
layers. But I'm the type of person...
Your trust is going to be different.
Yes.
It's like, for example, I've got Leslie Schiller. She knows my business. I don't need to hide my business from her.
Yeah.
However, if something happens, I know that we're at a place where she can say, do you know what, yeah, Bola man, sorry about that. It's cool.
Yeah.
We can make amends.
Yeah.
But she's not the kind of person that's like, she's aware. You know how I am.
Yeah, I know Bola's temperament.
Yeah, yeah. So you know the boundaries.
Yeah.
Right. I know how she is, so it's fine. But when people know you, well, you think they know you, and you know them,
and then they come and put that coal on your head.
Yes.
That somebody that didn't know you burnt you with, and you went and ran to them and told them, this person has put this coal on my head, and they were saying to you, really, how can they do that to you?
Yeah.
And you come and put the same fire on my head.
Yeah.
God punish you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying that.
No, because it's like you're disrespectful.
To me,
disrespectful. I think obviously we're going on to a part three.
I know.
Definitely.
Part two. Part three. Yeah. We're going on to part two for this one because, you know, we need to come back on it. Mm. Yeah. I feel like it's hitting a subject.
It is.
Guys, if you see these girls in this room now,
we're tired.
But Bola's clinching the mic to say, look, I've got a testimony.
Listen, I when Michelle said about coming back and talking about overstepping boundaries,
there's
the whole thing about friendships in adulthood.
Yes.
Like we see playground and we talk about, obviously for those with kids, like we know, you know, important old lives, ignore or fight back, don't let anybody, but even as adults, we still need to be having these conversations.
Yeah.
So much goes on. And I think even more so, it affects us more because we're adults and we're grown and we have all these expectations
and
experience.
Who really has time to be losing these type of friends now?
We're not even talking about friends that are on the side.
We're talking about our people, our tier ones. Right, guys.
If I met you last...
First one in, last one out.
Listen, if you haven't been in Hallsville, then I don't know.
Well, you know who's not leaving, and you know who's on the bench already. But well, like that, guys, it's over. It's another morning. It's another laughter. Girls, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you.
Are we seeing you guys again?
Definitely. Yeah, have to.
Thank
we need
you for having
me.
We need
no new friends.
I've always heard of Bola. You know, when I listen to Bola, I'm like, oh, it's Bola. But now I'm sitting here with Bola. And I'm like,
celebrity status.
Look, Bola, all I want you to do is sign her. You know, she's coming with open breast.
It's all about the cleavage. It's all about the cleavage.
Just come here. Just sign the thigh.
Sign something.
Yeah, do something and sign it, But guys, it's been a laugh. I'm sure you've been great. Janice, you've been great. Well, as usual, hats off. Thanks for the topic. You can put the mic down now. Like I said to you, she's doing a test for the pasta. One more minute. But guys, have a great Saturday and take care.
Care,
coffee, morning, laughter.
Bye.